when kids head back to school after the summer break, the chances of them having a male preschool teacher are pretty slim. Just 2% of early education teachers are male. And the chances of them having a male teacher of color are even smaller. We've reported on attempts to recruit black teachers in Philadelphia. We'll link you at herenow.org. But here's another example. There are just 20 male teachers of color in the entire public school system in Washington, D.C. Now, schools there are trying to change that with a new program called the Leading Men Fellowship. It just wrapped up its first year. And as Kate McGee of Here and Now contributor WAMU reports, the fellowship didn't just try to increase teacher diversity. It tackled the literacy gap among low-income students.
Four-year-old Kai Davis is in art class at Turner Elementary School in Southeast D.C., but he's not drawing. He's writing his name on a small whiteboard. Literacy coach Torin Cooper is helping him.
So Kai Davis. What letter sounds like?
C.
C sounds like car.
C sounds S.
S.
As Kai finishes up, another student wanders over.
My name is K-R-E-E-E-E-E.
That's Cree. His name is only spelt with two E's.
My last name.
Your last name is Reed. Cree Reed.
Throughout the day, Cooper pulls students aside in this pre-K class for 10 to 20 minutes just to work on literacy skills. Rhyming, alliteration, letter sounds, writing their names, and small reading groups. The only time Cooper won't pull the students is during gym class.
Never pull them during gym because that's their fun time. And I've learned they're a little bit antsy if you pull them during that time because when they have fun, they enjoy that.
Cooper is one of 8 young men of color doing this work in D.C. public schools. They're called Leading Men Fellows. The grant-funded program trains recent D.C. public school graduates to be literacy coaches in some of the poorest schools in the city. The program addresses 2 different problems across education. It increases the number of males of color in early education, and it provides targeted instruction to students who enter pre-K with gaps in their language skills.
It's mind-blowing to think that by age 4, there could be such a wide word gap.
That's Eric Bethel, principal at Turner Elementary.
But it's essentially students' access to language and the ability to both understand language, use language, and know language in print.
As the pre-K teacher runs the overall classroom, Torin Cooper provides targeted one-on-one instruction. Studies show children from low-income families can enter pre-K having heard nearly 30% of the words that children from affluent families have. By focusing on pre-K students, the fellows try to close that language gap before it grows. Plus, Cooper adds something else to the school. He's the only male of color who works in a classroom. Bethel says it's important for young students of color to see teachers who look like them.
These are students who relate and can be more than just the positive role model, but can actually connect with students because they've walked in their exact shoes.
Cooper was raised by his mom, so he craved a positive male role model growing up. That didn't happen until he met his 5th grade teacher.
Most times he would challenge me with my schooling, my academics, and my character and everything. And he would also reward me, and he would make me feel like I was seen, like he could see something in me, that he knew that I existed.
And Cooper wants to be that role model for other young students of color. As the literacy coach, he sprinkles in exercises wherever he can. When the students return from art class, they sit in a circle on a rug and practice alliterations.
Alliteration game, alliteration game. Listen to the beginning sound, it must start the same. Box, book, start the same. Box.
Cooper
book.
Even practices spelling and letter sounds during lunchtime. He sits on a very small chair next to the students as they eat lunch and writes each item on his whiteboard. 3-year-old Cree gets up and stands next to Cooper.
Do we have sandwich? What else do we have for lunch?
Applesauce.
Apple sounds like what letter?
A.
A. Hey, good job, Cree. A4.
Cooper says the toughest part of his job is knowing students don't always have an adult at home who can reinforce these lessons once students leave for the day.
It's really challenging to send books home or send things home, and they stay in the book bag, and they don't pull them out.
Cooper sits on the floor of the hallway with another student, Brooklyn. She has trouble with rhyming, so he's pulled her aside for a few minutes to practice.
Man, shoe, flat, van. Point to the picture that sounds the same as man.
Van.
Van, that's right. Man and van sound the same. They rhyme. Let's do one more. You ready? Let's
go.
Cake.
Cake. I like cake.
Cake.
I ate that cake.
That's Cree again. He's ushered back into the classroom, but Cooper doesn't see these interruptions as a problem. To him, it just shows how excited students are to learn, especially from him. For Here and Now, I'm Kate McGee.